this year.
Well, we just cut them back a little bit. I'll tell Albert to go a little easy. It might be a little tough.
No, we just can't.
Too far, too fast.
Yeah, we just can't. Just tell him not to do that. We just can't do it because you go to moving internal revenue offices, moving stuff over to Fort Worth. It ain't going to help us in Fort Worth, and it's just going to hurt us more in Dallas. We got a chance to beat that fellow with Cabell now. He's announced. Cabell's going to run.
And, good. Let me give you one bit of information for this.
But you help that quietly. Don't quote me, but just do it on your own and just say, let's wait until we get this senator elected and this governor elected.
Just a step at a time.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Now, one thing you ought to know, that you probably already know before you have lunch with these labor and business leaders today, is this business that Dick Bowling and Andy Bemiller have cooked up to have a separate campaign committee for a Democratic congressman is going to do great harm to the Democratic Party operation in the House. And I'm sure McCormack is aware of it. But I'm thinking that the man that really knows this politics angle and ought to be able to stop old Dick and Jim Akin and her money would be Larry O'Brien. And I think that you ought to get Larry maybe to take a look at that situation and see if he can't just stop it. Because we can't have two Democratic organizations in the House without doing real dangerous damage to the organization we've got, such as it is.
Okay.
Doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I don't know what I have to do with it. I'll check into it. You know, it's pretty hard to interfere with the housekeeping of the house.
Well?
They say you're a dictator, but I'll talk to Larry.
Larry ought to give you a report on that.
I'll talk to Larry about it.
You know Howard Baker died this morning?
No.
He's a congressman from Tennessee and was your friend on Ways and Means Committee. He's a Republican, but a nice old boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. He's got a word.
Sir? Yeah. Got a widow and had two pretty.
Some of this poverty stuff I'm talking about, and they sure ain't gonna like my budget.
Well, the budget's gonna be in the neighborhood of $100 billion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. Well, you can send some supplementals up.
No, I don't need to. I've got an honest budget. I've got an honest one. And the only thing we might ever come on is if y'all passed the public works bill, which you didn't want to do, and it's not in there. But
listen, that visit in Yarborough was good business.
Well,
and he put out a big statement about it. Anybody said there wasn't harm, he was foolish. And I saw it in the paper, too. Was he happy?
Yeah, damn right he was. He called me in late and invited me to come and said he had fever at his house 4 or 5 o'clock. I had a takeoff at 1, so I just canceled my takeoff and decided I'd call him. And he couldn't be nice to me, and I was to him. And so I just went by and got down and created everything in town, came out to his yard.
I'll bet so.
And so I went in, shook hands with every person he had there, told him how glad I was to see him, bragged on him, and so forth.
Well, wonderful.
I'll see you.
I'll see you. Well, let's send your love.
Yeah, well, tell her, by God, that I love the hell. Where in the hell were you Christmas? That's what I want to know. You just ran off and left me.
Home with my mama.
Tell her she's in bad graces down here, and you are too, and I'll take you swimming sometime soon.
I'm ready anytime.